I will say, no, I can't do that, or I don't want to do that. And it's out of fear, not because I can't actually do it. And
totally.
I'll fall back onto the strengths I have instead of powering through. And it took someone calling me out on that to be like, okay.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast, where I get the amazing privilege to celebrate women in tech all across the world. And right now I am in Phoenix, Arizona. Yes, at this awesome conference called ACT, put together by an organization called Chick Tech. And I am meeting the most extraordinary woman. Hello.
Hi there.
Thank you for making time to be on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course. So go ahead, tell everybody who you are, what you do, and let's talk about Queenstown too, since we were just there.
Yeah. So my name is Alexa Zizas. I'm a software engineer at New Relic up in Portland, Oregon. And this is my second ACTW conference. This is my first time here. Of course, this is the inaugural national conference, but super excited. And yeah, I'm getting married in Queenstown in October.
So exciting. Queenstown's amazing. The water is the most precious blue you will have ever seen in your life.
I'm so excited.
And okay, so let's get into it, Alexa. First of all, let's talk about ACT. This is your second one. How long have you been a part of Chick Tech?
So I actually was on the planning committee for the Portland version of the conference. And so last year I was on the planning committee. I had arguably the coolest job. I got to be in charge of name tags and swag, which honestly was the most fun ever, getting to bling everyone out.
Rad.
And so I've just been involved in the conference scene up in Portland. And when I heard that they were doing a national conference, I knew I had to be here. So I was really excited that they accepted my talks.
Yay!
Yeah.
And tell us the topic of your talks.
I gave a lightning talk on mob programming, and then I gave a talk this afternoon on translating skills from a non-traditional background into a new career in tech.
And what's the biggest takeaway you've gotten out of the ACT culture or one of the presentations? Like, what makes ACT really special?
I know it's going to sound cheesy, but empower women is really what I think of when I come here. Everyone here is so supportive. It is the most empowering environment you could ever be in. I walk in here. I mean, I suffer from imposter syndrome in so many ways.
Oh my God, all of us, please.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I come out of this and I'm like, yeah, I can take on the world. And it feels so good. Like, this is my tribe.
Yeah. Loves it. And when did you first fall in love with technology?
So I did not start off playing with computers as a kid. I don't have my degree in computer science. I was really a late bloomer into it. When I was working as a academic success coach, I started...
Academic success coach. I feel like I need one of those.
Yeah, I started...
I ain't that smart. I'm just kidding.
I started tinkering around with the different tools and the coaching platform that we were using. And a lot of my friends were like, you know, the kind of work that you're coming home being passionate about is not necessarily related to the coaching aspect. And you could really utilize those skills heavily in tech. And so I was like, meh. But I don't have a tech degree. I don't really want to go back to school. And so I started researching coding boot camps, and the Epicodus boot camp in Portland, part of their admission process or application process is you have to do a couple different assignments just to see. The purpose is not like, can you do it well, but more, do you like doing this?
Yeah.
Could you do this day in, day out? And I loved it. I completely lost track of time, forgot to eat while I was working on the problems. And that to me was the biggest like...
Wait, how many years ago was this?
This was only about 3 years ago.
So that you wouldn't know the alumni?
I know a little bit. I know some of them.
You do? Because I was looking up names.
Margaret Berry?
No.
can't find fast enough. Matthew, your last name isn't in my phone. Matthew also found this Epicodus. Is that how you say it? In Portland, he was working at Target in retail and then a psychiatric ward as like supporting psychiatric ward. Went on a date. Let's just say it's a Tinder date because it sounds more interesting. And the date mentioned coding boot camp and he went and now he's like a desired front end engineer in Los Angeles. He was on the We Are LA Tech podcast.
Yeah.
Like Epicodus is making dreams possible.
It really is. And I was really surprised that their approach to finding folks to come and learn at their boot camp is, are you passionate? Are you interested in it? It wasn't this elitist, you have to meet these certain requirements.
Right.
It was like, if you are interested, we will teach you. And for someone who's coming from education background into technology, that was really powerful. And so I've honed that in everything I do ever since I got into the tech industry is about like, am I going to be surrounded by people who are supporting me?
Oh.
Yeah. And so like,
that's a great question to ask ourselves in general. Like do a check-in once a month. Am I surrounding myself by people who are supporting me?
Yeah. It's really, I mean, I'm a woman of color, non-traditional background. Like I said, I suffer from imposter syndrome day in, day out.
Yeah.
And if finding my tribe is really, really important. And I encourage everyone to do that.
Yeah.
And so places like this with Chick Tech or my company, it's really, really powerful.
And what do you really appreciate about the culture at New Relic? And tell us more about New Relic and what it does.
Yeah, so New Relic, we do application performance monitoring. So whether you have a mobile app, a web application, we do infrastructure, so servers. We collect data on how your products are, how your applications are performing. And if something goes wrong, an error, your app crashes for one of your users, you can use the data that we collect to diagnose what happened, where do I need to fix the problem, how do I get my application to perform quicker, better. We get to solve really interesting problems.
Right.
And one of the things I love the most about New Relic is not just the challenging problems I get to work on, but one of our values is authentic.
Yeah.
And I get to be my authentic self. I mean, I'm wearing my New Relic Pride shirt
that's
today.
Cool. I've got my, I like them, like leggings.
Here, but my Bitch Planet leggings. And this is how I would dress at work. My desk is covered with
I love your leggings. They're dope.
My desk is covered with all sorts of like nerdy memorabilia. And I just get to like let my nerd flag fly with no worries about being judged.
That's rad.
And I get to be myself. And the work I've done in New Relic has really made me realize how passionate I am about improving this industry by improving diversity and inclusion initiatives, not just within my company, but within the industry as a whole, and bringing in folks like myself that don't have a CS degree, because that's really how we're going to bring about change, is really infusing it with just new energy, new perspectives.
And what's a huge challenge that you've successfully overcome, and what did you learn from it?
Huge challenge I've successfully overcome. This is not really technology related, learning self-care has been a huge part of my own personal growth and professional growth. And that's where being authentic is really, really powerful, when I can let my team know, hey, I'm just not feeling that great today, or I'm going through X, Y, or Z, and I can't take this on. I can say no. And I was talking earlier with, in my talk, that like there is nothing more empowering than being able to say no without having to add any justification, and that's the power that I have in my job and in my it's bled into my personal life as well.
I love that.
Like I've got trust, and the trust goes both ways. And so if I say nope, I don't have the bandwidth for that, my team or colleague or whoever I'm working with, it just trusts that there's a reason behind it, that they don't have to. They don't have to dig into
it. But I also think it's really powerful for you to recognize where you do and don't have bandwidth. There's one thing that sometimes we do where we don't think we're good enough, and we don't take something that we could actually accomplish because we have that I'm not enough thing. I know I've had it a ton. But then there's the other part where we take something on because we're trying to prove a point, but when we really can't handle it and it's not, it doesn't serve us and it's not good for us. And it's about knowing the difference. So I think it's really brave, both of them are brave, to take on something and just push past our fears. And then I think it's also really brave to say, hey, I need some me time. You know, this isn't going to work. I'm not going to be able to eat healthy. I'm not going to be able to spend time with my family. I'm not going to be able to be my best self if I take that on too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, I just got called out by one of the leaders in my company for on that very topic. So I work on a team of 5 engineers. I'm the only non-senior or lead engineer on the team. This is my first engineering position. So that comes into play a lot where I start to question, am I capable of completing this technical task? And sometimes I still do it. And like I said, I got called out on it where I will say, no, I can't do that, or I don't want to do that. And it's out of fear, not because I can't actually do it. And
totally.
I'll fall back onto the strengths I have instead of powering through.
Right.
And it took someone calling me out on that to be like, okay, let me power through. And so last week I got to work on a solo project that challenged me in every way possible, and it was a success. And
yes!
I got to demo it for folks at the end of the week, and it was really, like, really empowering.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yes. And what would you say is what are some resources that you access in order to continue and further your skill set so you can be the best you can be professionally?
I like any free online tutorial. If there's
YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and there's certain ones. Udemy has a lot of flash sales, so they'll be like, this course is normally $50, and now it's $5. So I always hop on those. I think I've bought like $50 worth of them that I've not gone through nearly any of them. But for me, it's I'm someone who wants to know and learn everything. I have a lot of different passions, and so it's harder for me to narrow down and really prioritize what is the most important thing for me to focus on right now. And so that, when it comes to technology or something I need to learn, skill I need to learn for work, I really have to narrow it down. And so I like YouTube. I love the free tutorials online. Stack Overflow is like Reddit for me. I can get lost into reading all the Stack Overflow forums. And books. I read a lot, and so I usually have a rotation of fiction, nonfiction. I used to teach history, so history books, and then professional development books. I kind of cycle through them just to keep my interest going.
What is your favorite book?
Favorite book of all time, surprise, surprise, The Hobbit, which may or may not have a part in why I'm getting married.
I went
there.
To Hobbiton. That's in Matamata.
I'm not going to the North Island, so I'm not going to make it to Hobbiton this time. I will definitely be back. But recently, right now I'm reading the Hidden Figures book, which is phenomenal, especially if you're a history fan like me.
What's that about?
So it's about the black women that worked at NASA.
Yeah.
And before it was NASA, it was NACA, about the black computers who helped engineers and get us into space. And so they made a movie about it recently, and the book goes in a lot more detail. The movie talks about one specific event, and the book goes from the 1930s all the way through the space race.
And what is your favorite tech tool?
My favorite
app, website, hardware, anything.
So Atom is a text editor, and there is a setting on it. And
Atom is a computer program.
It's Atom, ATOM.
Yeah. So Atom, we're not talking about you. just so everybody knows, Atom is our amazing editor on the team. We are not talking about the ADAM. We're talking about the ATOM.
ATOM. They have a mode on there, or an add-on you can
install. Atom is like, I am a great tool. What are you talking about? Okay, go ahead.
They have a plugin that you can install called Power Mode.
Yeah.
That every time I'm coding and someone looks at my screen, they always crack up because anytime I type something, it has these like little sparkles that follow the cursor.
Yeah.
And so it just makes typing so much more fun. And it's so cheesy, but I love it. And anytime someone comes up and sees it, they're like, what the?
Oh, it's is it only for coding?
I mean, you can use it as like a notes app too.
Dude, I totally want Sparkles to follow me around.
Power mode on Adam. Adam's free. So
dope. I'm totally checking it out. Is it Windows, PC, Mac?
Yeah, I think it's you can use it on any
on anything. Oh, I'm
system.
So looking up Adam. Dope. Yeah. And where can people find New Relic online?
NewRelic.com. And we have Twitter. We have Facebook. Come check us out. Our online forum is amazing. So if you use our product, if you're looking to use our product, hop in there, chat with everyone. We have one of the best communities ever.
And can you spell it out for us?
NewRelic.
Perfect. How can people connect with you? Where can they find you online?
I'm on LinkedIn. So Alexa, A-L-E-X-A. I've got an odd last name, Zeezas, Z-E-A-Z-A-S. And I try and do a good job of responding pretty quickly. I'm also, if you like pictures of pets, I also post a lot of pictures of my cats and dog on Instagram, and I'm at HobbitJS.
Perfect. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast.
Thank you.
Last Great. Interview of the day. Do you know where I'm channeling this energy from? Because I don't.
Red Bull? I don't.
You have been awesome. It has been so exciting being here. We have another full day of interviews tomorrow, all of which you'll get to hear. If you want to connect with more incredible women in tech, be sure to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. And say hello on social, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, at Women in Tech Show. And maybe you'll get one of the Women in Tech rad stickers. I will talk to you guys, hear you guys, see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Women in Tech is an independently funded project funded by you, the community. So the way that you could support us is by going to patreon.com/womenintech and making a small contribution. Every little bit counts. That's Patreon, patreon.com/womenintech. Thank you so much for believing in our vision.